Game's underway, it's kicked off by Grix. Wakefield will have the hospitality boxes at their back in the first half, so Warrington will be running towards those. So Liam Fain adds those penalty points, and it's Wakefield 2, Warrington 0. And yeah, it's been scrappy, Scoey, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has indeed. And I say, well, we all know that Warrington, the confidence is there, and well, it's not there, I should say, to be honest. And well, Wakefield, well, I say the last two performances haven't been the best. Maybe both teams just lacking that confidence.
Still only 5 metres from the line. Dwyer throws a dummy. Dwyer's over the line. Dwyer scores a really, really easy try. Chris Hill took all the flies off the dummy half there. Everybody in the Wakefield defence expected that little short pass to the rampaging skipper Chris Hill, but Dwyer threw the dummy and it was easy after that to crash over the line. So Ratchford two steps forward, belts the ball between the H's, the flags do go up, and it is 6-2 in Warrington's favour. The ball over the top into a little bit of space, it's picked up by Wakefield. They get the ball away, Phil Tupou will pick it up, and Wakefield are going to score a try out of absolutely nothing. Scott Grix, who's made a couple of mistakes, has just made up for that. He chased the kick really hard. He got the luck with the bounce, Scoey, but he brought himself in the picture. As he was falling to the floor, he offloaded the ball, and Bill Tupou picked it up and said, thank you very much. He scores the try. Touch judges' flags rise, and Finn, 2-2, puts Wakefield 8-6 in front. Kicking towards the Wakefield fans behind that goal. They like it. Touch judges like it. He increases the lead, Wakefield to double figures. It's Wakefield 10, Warrington 6.
Yeah, and again, it's just same discipline from Warrington. I say, Ubi begged the referee for the penalty. Hicks reacted, got it from there. It's just a discipline from Warrington, and well, a quality goal kicker, what Liam Finney's. Just to Wakefield, 4 points clear.
Inside dummies and then finds try Williams.
Time here.
Williams over the top. Jones Bishop has to score. Jones Bishop does score. And again, that bit of quality does come from Wakefield. This time Williams with a beautiful floated pass out to Ben Jones Bishop, who is always going to score that try in the corner. Warrington trying to slide out, couldn't get there. They increase the lead. It's Wakefield 14, Warrington 6. From Darrell Clark, stopped him in his tracks, only a metre away from the line. Wood throws a dummy, Wood scores the try, a carbon copy of the try scored by Dwyer in the first half, in exactly the same spot as Dwyer scored as well. And we said Wakefield were the only team that could score the try, and that's exactly what they've done. First try of the second half goes the way of them. Cal Wood with it. It's Wakefield 18, Warrington 6.
Yeah, it is. It's a soft try, it's here again, but Wakefield is asking far too many questions in this Warrington defence. And
in a game that's lacked a bit of quality, as Liam Finn adds the extras, 20-6, the scoreboard does. He's strong and keeps the player out. Gidley to his right, gets the ball away. Chris Hill under the post, just weight of tackles, and Warrington do score. Big boost from the Wakefield faithful. Is there a comeback in this game? Obviously it's got to start somewhere if there is. 20-12 is the scoreboard. Even though they're down on confidence and they're not playing great, there's still a whole lot of quality on display for Warrington.
There is. We've been saying it from the first game of the season, haven't we? And
gets the ball away to Finn. Finn wide, it goes to Hadley. Hadley gets the ball away. That's the try that wins the game. If there was any doubt, there isn't now. Caton Brown throws the ball into the hospitality stand behind the goal. Wakefield fans rise as one. That's the ball game, Scoey. Wakefield 24, Warrington 12.
Yes, it's shortage, you called it, Kramer. And that is now Wakefield again, the 2 points here. They're keeping the pressure on Salford for that top four spot.
Liam Finn, I think, just to add some icing to the kick, Scoey.
Yep, I've already put him down, me, for the 2 points.
It's 10, maybe 15 metres to the side of the post. That cheer tells you the kick is good. Three tries now for Warrington if they are going to get back in 5 minutes. That's impossible. See you later. Here'll go the hooter. It's not been a classic by any stretch of the imagination, but as we've said, job done for Chris Chester, job done for Wakefield. 2 points in the bag, Scoey. and then move on to next week a whole lot rosier than what Warrington are.
They will indeed, and I say it'll be a great atmosphere down here next Thursday night when the Casper Tigers roll into town. And I say just what Chris Chester wanted, get themselves a back in winning wedge for the full 80 minutes. He won't be happy with the performance, certainly delighted with the 2 points from there. So Wakefield, get themselves back on the winning ways and keeping pressure on the top four.